Warning. This story contains details that may be distressing to some readers. A Langley woman has filed a lawsuit against her former Coquitlam church and pastor, claiming she was subjected to spiritual, psychological and sexual grooming and abuse and exploitation. A.B. names Barry Bouza, Coquitlam's Northside Foursquare Church and Foursquare Gospel Church of Canada as defendants in the action filed in BC Supreme Court in New Westminster October 18. AB's notice of civil claim said Bouza was Northside's pastor for 40 years and served as Foursquare's national president from 2007 to 2012. She said Bouza was viewed by congregants as a divinely gifted person. She also alleged he engaged in patterned behavior where he would befriend, mentor, financially support and father vulnerable women. In the plaintiff's circumstance, and perhaps in others, Bouza exploited that trust and loyalty by engaging in non-consensual sexual contact, the claim said. The court documents, filed by lawyer Sandra Kovach, state the church should be held liable for concealing the truth of the grooming and sexual exploitation to avoid a scandal. A.B. said she and her then-husband had gone to Bouza for marriage counseling in 2005 due to domestic violence by her then-spouse. The next year, Bouza directed the man move out. In 2007, he arranged for AB and her two children to move into his daughter's home. She said she saw him as a father figure. She claims he invited her to join him and his wife on a trip to Israel in 2007. She alleged on the flight back, Bouza made sexual advances. She questioned what she had done to invite sexual contact from her father figure, the claim said. The plaintiff immediately felt fear, confusion, shame and self-blame. As such, she remained silent. Shortly after, she alleged, he grabbed her at his daughter's home and began kissing her. In July 2007, she bought a condo and Bouza helped her move in. She claimed within days of the move, Bouza arrived, undressed in front of her and implicitly expected sexual relations. She said she submitted but claimed she did not have the capacity to consent given his spiritual and emotional authority over her. For almost 2 years, the claim said, Bouza would arrive several times a week for sex. He would leave money in a bowl, funds she began to rely on to make ends meet, further fueling her shame and self-blame. On February 22, 2008, Bouza's birthday, she attempted suicide. At Eagle Ridge Hospital, she did not disclose the alleged sexual exploitation. The claim said Bouza's wife or daughter warned a social worker he was not to visit AB. Court documents state Bouza visited the hospital the day after the attempt. He allegedly coached her to lie to the doctors and say she had taken pills to sleep. He warned her the hospital would keep her against her will and she wouldn't be able to see her children, the claim said. During a psychiatric assessment, she followed Bouza's directions and was discharged. It was in January 2009 that AB met her now husband. They were married in October 2009 with Bouza officiating. By 2011, AB's daughter was diagnosed with a serious medical condition and AB had to stop working to care for her. Her new husband was also struggling in his career. Bouza offered her a job at the church. The plaintiff's family was now economically dependent on Bouza's benevolence, the claim said. In late 2012 or 2013, Bouza told AB he had liver cancer. She alleged he began manipulating her and sexual advances began. According to the court documents, he organized evangelical missions to India and Ethiopia in 2013 and 2014, requiring her to go as a church employee. She alleged further sexual assaults on these trips. In late 2014, AB told her husband about the situation and he confronted Bouza. Bouza manipulated the plaintiff's husband, telling him that as a Christian it was his obligation to forgive him his trespasses, the claim said. Soon, the claim said, Bouza began to make life hard for her, at times embarrassing her from the pulpit in sermons. In December 2016, AB took a job with another church. It was during mandatory online clergy abuse awareness training in 2020 that she recognized what had happened to her. In January 2022, she wrote to Foursquare's board of directors and reported the alleged sexual exploitation. She requested an independent investigation. Soon, she met with Foursquare president Steve Falconer. He reportedly said Bouza had confessed. A week later, the claim said, Falconer told AB neither Northside nor Foursquare Canada would commence an investigation, and could not say when or what the congregation would be told of the situation. According to the court documents, there was a secret, members-only meeting at Northside with Buza allowed to speak freely. The claim said he had been accused of pastoral abuse but characterized the situation as a consensual extramarital affair. Falconer publicly praised Buza for the courage of his confession, and told the congregation that he forgives Buza, and so does Jesus, the claim said. Finally, AB sent a letter to Northside, again requesting an investigation and requesting the situation be cast not as an affair but as pastoral abuse. AB alleges post-traumatic stress disorder, spiritual trauma, depression, thoughts of self-harm, anxiety, inability to enjoy sex, lack of trust, distorted thinking, low self-esteem and lack of confidence. She claims the church was negligent in protecting her from Buza. She is seeking aggravated, punitive and special damages. Northside senior pastor Joel Conte told Glacier Media that the National Church handles all legal issues and concerns related to local churches. Falconer said he learned of the suit on October 18. Since the matter has been brought before the courts, it would be inappropriate for me to comment at this time, he said. Buza has not responded to a request for comment. None of the allegations have been proven in court. Janesworth at glaciermedia.catwitter.com/janeswo.